So I'm standing outside Parliament Buildings with three young guys who are here at the launch of ThinkSpace. Jordan, what's ThinkSpace about? What are you kind of launching tonight? What are you offering?
Basically, we're creating a program that will teach young people how to create the apps of tomorrow. We're creating an innovative space inside a school or a youth organization that will be filled with all the latest equipment and designed to be like a Google office. It'll be a fun and vibrant area where young people will come and relax and share ideas and collaborate on projects.
So it's kind of about, it's about technology.
Yes.
And it's about, you're thinking towards apps and
websites, definitely.
And coding and that kind of thing.
We feel the current ICT curriculum isn't great, and we need to supplement this with something outside of the classroom to engage young people and get them creating the apps of tomorrow.
Okay, and Matthew, you guys, if you don't mind me saying, but you're quite young.
Yeah.
You're running an event in the Great Hall here, and you're probably still at school, and you're still, in fact, you probably should be doing your homework at this stage. So, what has driven you as really young folk to actually go ahead and put this in place instead of waiting for the grown-ups to go and run something?
Well, with grown-ups, it tends to take a long time. There's protocols that have to be followed. You have to convince a lot of people to get your change on board. I mean, certainly with ICT, all the teachers acknowledge the problems with the curriculum, but they just, it's too hard to get it changed. So we decided we're just going to come away from all that, just do this completely independently, and just say, you know what, we can do it better, and that's what we're doing tonight.
Do you not worry that maybe the computing kind of GCSE and so on is coming back and there's a bit more emphasis on less ICT and more actual computing and computer science and so on? Do you not worry that that's going to come in about a year's time and what you've done is going to be wiped out by schools?
It is coming back, but it's coming back slowly. It's taken years for this to actually happen, and we're not convinced that it's going to be taken up in a quick manner and promoted by schools, because it's very hard to teach. It's hard to get the teachers with the skills to do this, so we're not convinced yet that it's moving as quickly as we would like it to be, so that's why we decided we're just going to do it separately.
So, Jordan, on a typical afternoon, if somebody kind of walked into your ThinkSpace, mm-hmm. what would they do? What would they see?
Well, the young people will be able to come and they'll be able to use resources that we've created on our world-class social network. These resources have been written by young people, so we know what young people want. So you'll be able to use these to create the apps that they want to build on a range of mobile platforms. They'll also be able to hang out with friends and the beanbags, etc. It's meant to be a fun environment and share ideas and work together on projects.
Do you think it's going to appeal to people who might call themselves geeks or nerds, or are you trying to kind of go wider and say actually this is something that good life skills for everybody?
One of our main aims is to pretty much remove that stereotype. We feel that coding should be something which is more accessible by anyone, really. It shouldn't just be for the so-called geeks and nerds. We want to encourage more of everyone to be, more, especially more females, to get involved, as we feel it's an essential part, really, of gender balancing this industry.
Okay, and if people want to find out more, they can look at
thinkspace.co.uk.
Now, we're also joined with James. Now, you're kind of part of ThinkSpace kind of more globally,
yeah.
Or at a kind of a UK level. So how did you start out with this?
So I started in Plymouth in my school, Devonport High School for Boys, and we were speaking with Jordan and Matthew about how we could kind of develop this. And I mean, it started off as an idea just in our school, and now we've got 10 ambassadors all located around the world. We've got Jordan obviously setting up a ThinkSpace in Northern Ireland. So this is just expanding really quickly. And I mean, like Matthew said, we're hoping to complement the current GCSE curriculum, and it'll be outside of lesson time, so students can just come up to a ThinkSpace at break, lunch, after school, and they can hopefully make a difference in society.
Okay, within Ireland, kind of Coder Dojo has kind of taken, it's certainly grown at a huge rate recently. Mm. How does ThinkSpace kind of differ from that kind of Saturday morning coding club kind of idea?
So we think the kind of key ideas behind both projects are similar in a way, although, as Jordan said, we're trying to remove the stereotype and we're trying to get away from that. So the fact that Coder Dojo has the name Coda in it, with ThinkSpace, I mean, we're just completely removing that stereotype, so we don't have any words like that we use.
Okay, and when will people be able to kind of join, or physically, where will they go to if they want to find out more about the Northern Ireland one?
Well, the Northern Ireland one, we'll hopefully be launching one in the WIMPS building, the WIMPS Cafe, in the Public Achievement Building in Belfast, and that'll hopefully be launched at the end of September. And then, of course, after that, we want to get more schools and youth organisations in Northern Ireland involved in this great process, and if they want to do that, they can check out the website and register their interest today, and we'll get a prompt reply back to them.
So, thinkspace.co.uk, ThinkSpace NI on Twitter, or ThinkSpace if you want to find out about course.
Yeah. ThinkSpace UK.
ThinkSpace UK for the UK.
Yeah.
That's great. All the best for your launch tonight.